Welcome back, everybody. It is the last segment of the Maggie Dawn Show for today. You got Dom Salvia coming up next here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. We've got Tom Paulswitz, special guest host, with us today. We're talking about DEI in the age of Donald Trump. We're going to close out today with some of the things that Martin Luther King Jr. has said that you might not have heard of. Because I have tried to explain a few times on this program that the divides between rural and urban, black and white, men and women, straight and LGBTQIA+, those are all invented, artificial, bogus divisions. And they are created, they are constructs that have been created, these divisions are constructs that have been created and utilized forever in human history. They are created, utilized, and perpetrated and perpetuated by those that stand to gain from our divisions. And who is that? Well, that is our billionaire overlords. That is who gains. So these quotes from MLK get at that very point. But I also wanted to share another commentator, an African-American, who broke down very appropriately what the DEI, when it is said by the MAGAs, is in effect like a curse word. It's like using the N word.
It's a slur.
Correct.
Absolutely.
This man's name is Garrison Hayes. Let's take a listen, Cal.
The success of the civil rights movement meant that being overtly bigoted wasn't okay anymore. The use of terms like in this new polite society would get you fired, require an apology tour, and mark you as a person outside of the mainstream for the rest of your days. Kind of.
I is what I is, and I'm not changing.
And as a result, I think that people started to believe that racism was either a thing of the past or something that would altogether die off once all the old stuck in their ways bigots went to their graves. Which is a nice idea, quaint even, but that isn't how the world works. Racist ideas are routinely rebranded into something more palatable for every generation. And the current DEI discourse is exactly that. DEI, or diversity, equity, and inclusion, describes programs, policies, and practices that are designed to make environments, usually workplaces or educational institutions, more fair and welcoming to folks who have been historically excluded from those institutions. Think Black people, women, veterans, immigrants, folks with disabilities, queer people. I have my critiques of diversity, equity, and inclusion, mainly that, ironically, it poses no significant threats to the status quo. Precisely because it is designed to uphold and serve the status quo. But to be abundantly clear, DEI is an objectively good thing, and the people who stand to benefit from it the most are the highly qualified professionals who would otherwise be overlooked by poor hiring and recruitment practices. The reality is that you wouldn't need DEI if workplaces were hiring based on merit and not nepotism in the first place. And yet, the federal government is taking steps to make DEI illegal. And all of this comes on the heels of a years-long effort to demonize diversity, equity, and inclusion programs as a handout for Black people, for women, and queer folks. And this is where the modern slur comes into play. There was a time when DEI was simply the shorthand acronym for diversity, equity, and inclusion, a harmless descriptor. But DEI has become a word unto itself for these people. And that word is intended as a modern slur.
Folks, you are just listening to Garrison Hayes breaking it down better than I ever could.
Yes.
I got to roll Fantastic. Those tapes when somebody nailed it better than I could. Let's share some of these things that MLK said that you may not have been aware of. And Tom, if you want to take a couple of them too, please do. This is from February 23rd, 1968, at the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, a speech that was titled "The Minister to the Valley." Whenever the government provides opportunity and privileges for white people and rich people, they call it subsidized. When they do it for Negro and poor people, they call it welfare. The fact is that everybody in this country lives on welfare. Suburbia was built with federally subsidized credit. And the highways that take our white brothers out to the suburb were built with federally subsidized money to the tune of 90%. Everybody is on welfare in this country. The problem is that we all too often have socialism for the rich and rugged free enterprise capitalism for the poor. That is the problem.
Yeah. And I'll piggyback on that one. Something he said August 16th, 1967. At the same conference, we have deluded ourselves into believing the myth that capitalism grew and prospered out of the Protestant ethic of hard work and sacrifices. Fact is that capitalism was built on the exploitation and suffering of enslaved people and continues to thrive on the exploitation of poor, black and white, both here and abroad.
Powerful words. We need only listen. We need only listen. This is well-trod ground, folks. Let's see here. One more. Again, August 16th, 1967, to the CLC in Atlanta. And one day we must ask the question, why are there 40 million poor people in America? When do you begin to ask that question? You are finally raising questions about the economic system, about a broader distribution of wealth. When you ask that question, you begin to question the capitalistic economy. Yes. We've got to ask questions about the whole of society. That's me and you. That's Tom and Maggie. It's Cal. Yeah. It's each one of you listeners. Thanks so much, Tom. It's always a pleasure to be here with you. Folks, I'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.